a bright golden haze on the meadow.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
The corn is as high as an elephant's eye.
And it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Hello again. Welcome to another episode of the Bing Crosby Show from 60 years ago today. This is Buck Benny, of course. Last night I was watching the Oscars, and on there they had a tribute to Lena Horne done by Halle Berry, very touching tribute, and I just was just thinking about how Lena Horne and Nat King Cole both were trailblazers and were able to throw the doors open to allow more crossover from the black audience to the white audience, and how Nat King Cole was just so accepted by everybody just for that beautiful voice of his, and then the great debonair look that he had, and his whole presentation was wonderful, and really took off in the television years, and he had his own show and so forth. And he does a great job on this show. Nice duet with Bing on Sam's song that Bing usually would sing with Gary. It's kind of fun when you hear them going back and forth. Listen to Nat and Bing try and do Gary's part, which is the very fast part of the song, and they both have a little trouble keeping up with it, and you'll hear what that's all about when they do the song. But great performance. I thought it was interesting. I was reading about Nat King Cole and how he unfortunately died, I think in 1965, when he was 45 years old, so he was a year younger than me, which makes him a very young man. And he died of lung cancer, and he'd been a three-pack-a-day smoker for decades before he died. And he also was a big believer that cigarettes were a big piece of his fame and his voice. He would, before he was going to record a song, he'd smoke three cigarettes so that he could get his voice raspier, and he thought that that added to his mystique and his persona on record. And I've never heard of any other performer that I can think of that attributed positive things to smoking cigarettes. I mean, usually over the years they say they lose their voice faster because of cigarettes and so forth, but he was the only one I know of that thought it made him better. Unfortunately, it also took a toll on him and caused an early death for him. But anyway, let's enjoy this performance of his from 1950, and he would still be around for many years after this and have a wonderful career in television. And what a hit in, 97, 94, something like that, when his daughter, Natalie Cole, would sing a duet, posthumous duet with him on Unforgettable, and do a fantastic job on that song with him, with a recording of his of the song anyway. And it's one, actually, his version's great. I even like the version with both of them even a little bit better, so that's pretty cool that she would have a chance at that. Anyway, enjoy the show.
For you, proof of mildness, with no unpleasant aftertaste.
Chesterfield, Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So-ho, open a pack and give them a smell,
then you'll smoke them.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Bears, and Bing's guest, the Andrews Sisters, and Nat King Cole and the trio.
Yep, Ken, and with a guest list of such talent and scope in the vocal department, we'd be silly people indeed if we didn't put decided emphasis on music this evening. So we've made elaborate plans to bring you a brace of hit tunes, songs that you folks have heartily acclaimed as your favorites for the past few months. Of course, I know in 30 minutes we can't put a considerable dent in the long list of favorites, but we'll sort of give it a lick and a promise, huh? Now if the rhythm airs will move in here, we'll make All My Love our opening sally.
You all my love, the skies may fall, my love, but I will still be true. All my sighs will disappear at last, now that you're here at last, my heart belongs to you. Thrill me so I can see, as I recall my life, I've waited all my life to give you all my love.
Bing and kids, very nice indeed. Say, Bing, have you heard about the enormous stack of fan mail that's been piling up for Chesterfields lately?
Well, it figures, Ken. Anything that's popular as Chesterfields is bound to get fan mail from its public.
Ah, but it's not only the public that's writing in to sing Chesterfield's praises. Over 1,000 prominent tobacco growers have sent us signed statements, and more coming in every day.
Tobacco growers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's real proof that Chesterfields are mild.
Hey, you bet it is. Here, let me read you one of these statements. To judge tobacco for its mild smoking qualities, I smell it. If it smells milder, I know it'll smoke milder. If that tobacco is made into cigarettes, those cigarettes will smell milder and smoke milder. That's why I smoke Chesterfields.
Well, that's certainly proof of Chesterfield's mildness, if I've ever heard it. They all agree. And now, Ken, how about us proving that Chesterfields leave no unpleasant aftertaste? You gotta have that too, you know.
Well, that proof, Bing, is in this report from the country's first and only cigarette taste panel. They said, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
Well, that's certainly the complete story. And for you kind folks listening in, it comes down to this. Chesterfield is the cigarette that gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. So Chesterfield is the cigarette that gives you more for your money. Now to present our first guest of the evening, it's a real pleasure to again welcome Patty, Maxine, and Laverne Andrews, who keep things musically merry with my brother Bob on the Campbell Soup Program, Club 15.
Hi, Bing.
Gals, what popular favorite have you chosen as your opener today?
Well, we thought we'd do Lullaby Broadway.
Lullaby? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Harry Warren and Al Dubin's great song. Well, that was a big hit years ago, but I think it's going back too far, don't you?
Oh, but it's being revived. Yes. And, Bing, we do have a new Decca record out on it.
Decca? Oh, well, then it'll be a big tune again, I'm sure. Let's have the Chesterfield version now, kids.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxis, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. Milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Come on along and you can listen to a baby cry the lullaby of old Broadway. The jumpin', jivin' and the swingaroo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to jam a tune, rip, rip, and everyone goes crazy. You rock by your baby soon, the atmosphere gets hazy. Hush, I'll buy you this and that, you hear a daddy saying. And baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Sleep tight, my baby. Get a lot of sleep as time goes by. Good night, my baby. Have a lot of fun in the night time. Get a lot of sleep in the day time. Good night, good night. Let's call it a day. Good night, good night, good night. Milkman's on his way.
That was great, girls, great. Now, I'd like to have a go at a big hit that I've never sung before. Why, I'll never know, because it's a one grand song. It's a very nice number, and it gained great popularity, largely, I imagine, because of the great record by Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. Really a smash platter, that one. If you didn't hear it, you ought to go out and buy one right now. Also, Decca Disc. I guess it's safe now for me to sneak in with a chorus or so of Can Anyone Explain?
Can anyone explain the thrill of a kiss? No, no, no. But when two eager lips are pressed against yours, you'll know. Yes, you'll know. Can anyone explain the glow of romance? No, no, no. But when you hear the phrase, it's you I adore, you'll know. Yes, you'll know. And you will find to give love a start. Don't think with your mind, just feel with your heart. Can anyone explain the wonder of love? No, no, no. But now that you and I are sharing a sigh, we know.
You can't miss it.
Yes, 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 we know.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Folks, no rundown on your favorite songs, I'm sure, would be complete without hearing from our next guest. Together with his trio, this fella comes up with smash after smash in the record department. His impact on popular American songs has been something almost indescribable. Now we're very happy to bring you in person, Nat King Cole. Thank you, Bing. Pat, what are you going to do for us? I was thinking you might do your sock version of Orange Colored Sky. How about that?
Well, I'd be very happy to.
Folks, I promise you, this is flashier than all that stuff over Las Vegas recently.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange colored sky.
Flash! Bam!
Wonderful, you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, went out of that orange colored view.
Flash, bam,
I gotta look at you. One look and I yell, timber, watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in, the bottom fell out, I went into a spin, the start of the shot, I've been hit. This is it,
mighty hit.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, bam, alakazam.
I live in orange colored sky. Timber, watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in, the bottom fell out, I went into a spin, the start of the shot, I've been hit. This is it,
mighty hit.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. I live in orange colored, purple stripe, a pretty green polka dot sky.
Flash, bam,
alakazam, and goodbye. King,
that wins you a case of Minute Maid Fresh Frozen Orange Juice and a carton of those milder Chesterfields, not to mention the plaudits of our small but loyal radio audience. Now, what do you say we do that on a tune that the folks kind of went for during recent months?
Well, we could do Good Night, Irene.
Yes, we could.
Or My Heart Cries for You.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sam's Song.
Sam's Song. Let's do that one. I know more. This number is respectfully dedicated to Sam Morse, Sam Sneed, Sam Weiss, Sam Hogan, and Sam, you made the pants too long. Here's a happy tune you love to croon. They call it Sam's Song.
A catchy as can be, the melody, they call it Sam's Song.
Nothing on your mind, and then you find you're humming Sam's Song.
Why, it makes you grin, gets under your skin, as only a song can do. The people that you meet out on the street are whistling Sam's Song.
Everyone you see will soon agree that it's a grand song.
So forget your troubles and wear a smile. You'll find you'll never go wrong.
If you learn to groove this happy tune, they call it Sam's Song.
King, you know this pattern?
I don't know. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed.
I'll just hang on around the curves. I'm just finishing the dead heat. That's all. Here's a happy tune.
That'll bring you a smile all the while. When you croon it, you're really in style.
And the title is Sam's Song.
Man, you're in there.
catchy as can be.
With a sly little beat and the melody sweet keeps you tapping your feet.
And the title is Sam's Song.
Nothing on your mind.
But the news of the day and the bills you must pay keep your hair turning gray, but you're still humming Sam's Song.
Yes. Why, it makes you grin, gets under your skin, as only a song can do.
People that you meet.
Hello, Joe, what you know? And remind me to mow, tell them business to slow, but I'm whistling Sam's Song.
Everyone you see
has a story to tell or a gimmick to sell, but agree that it's swell and it's really a grand song.
So forget your troubles and wear a smile. You'll find you'll never go wrong. If you learn to croon like a lark in the park, who is making his mock serenade in the dark with a chorus of Sam's Song.
Anybody heard? We made it.
If you learn to croon the happy tune, they call it Sam's Song.
Thanks, Nat.
That was wonderful.
Now, if you'll excuse me for a little bit, Nat, I have something to take up here with the Andrews sisters.
I was waltzing with my darling
to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I happened to see.
Introduced him to my loved one,
and while they were waltzing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz.
Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling
the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee
That was the sad story of the liability and the risk involved while dancing in Tennessee. King Cole returns now.
Mighty Nat King Cole. Here he's coming back to do his classic interpretation of a great song by Livingston Evans of last season, Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you? For that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile. Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real? Mona Lisa, are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
Thank you, Nat, for one of the truly great moments in popular music. Lots of big revivals in 1950. One of the most important was this nostalgic item.
I saw the harbor lights. They only told me we were parting. Those same old harbor lights that once brought you to me. I watched the harbor lights. How could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to tender nights beside the silvery sea. I long to hold you near and to kiss you just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart is whispering, some other harbor lights will steal your love from me.
A very lovely cornet solo was by Mr. Bobby Guy, without white gloves or anything. He just played it cold.
Say, Bing, I just happen to think tomorrow's the 1st of March, the windy month.
Hey, that's right, Ken. You know, March always reminds me of that big wind from Cleveland. Leslie Town Hope.
How so, Bing?
Well, he comes in like a lion and goes out like a ham.
Well, with all due respect, Bing, you have a reputation for being a pretty breezy character yourself.
So? Well, to keep that reputation untarnished, I shall breeze into the good word about Chesterfields. Folks, just between you and me, Chesterfield does have for you.
Bing.
Mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
Hey, breezy.
Hmm? What's the matter?
Don't you think that's maybe a little too windy?
Well, maybe you're right. How's this? To prove what Chesterfield has for you...
Slower.
Just get yourself a pack. Open it. Let that light, mild aroma waft over your nostrils. How's that?
Oh, that's fine. That aroma's fine, too. Milder. And when you light a Chesterfield, you find they smoke milder, too.
After a mild Chesterfield, there's no unpleasant aftertaste.
And that's what Chesterfield has for you.
Mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
Oh, Bing, now you're going too slow.
All right, I'll lick this yet. Let's try it to music once, huh?
Chesterfield, Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So-ho, open a pack and give them a smell.
Then you'll smoke them.
And now the entire ensemble, the Andrews sisters, Nat King Cole, the Rhythm Ayers, and I... We're going to join hands here, join voices in John Scott Trotter's arrangement
of Meredith Willson's fine song of good wishes and faith.
May the good Lord bless you and keep you.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today.
May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see.
Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree.
May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see.
Every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet.
Till we meet again.
Again. Again.
Well, sir, that's the closer for this evening. I hope you've enjoyed some of the big favorites that we could bring you in this half hour. Of course, due to time limitations, we didn't get a chance to sing Good Night, Irene. And The Thing got lost in the shuffle. There's that little number, Bushel and a Peck, and oh, many others that we just couldn't handle, couldn't get to them. But now my thanks to the Andrew sisters and to Nat King Cole for joining us this evening. I hope you'll be with us next week when our guest will be Miss Judy Garland. See you then for Chesterfield. That's the best cigarette for you to smoke.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Miss Judy Garland.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, the magic piano fingers of Radio Eddie Duchin, and Bing's special guests, Lilton Martha Tilton, and Pepsodent's number two boy, Jerry Colonna. And here, talking number to the weatherman two, and copping a plea, is Mr. C.
Number two. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but by the fire's delightful. We've got no place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Doesn't show signs of stopping. I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate to go out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. We finally kiss goodnight. How I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Going, Bing. Very sharp.
Thank
very
you,
sharp.
Ken. Thank you. You're really spreading out tonight yourself. Yes, you look very sharp. What's with the jewelry there? Yes. New ring, isn't it?
Yeah, Bing. Mr. J.L. Kraft sent this to me as a memento of 10 years on the old Kraft Music Hall.
Well, he did. Don't get so smug about it. He sent me one, too, you know.
Did he?
Yeah. Make it a parley, they sent me a summons, too, later. Not without some cause, of course. It's a very nice ring, though. It's jade. Is that jade?
Yes, that's the Chatoyant, New Zealand jade. It was fashioned by Mr. Kraft himself.
Oh, he's a grand man. A very nice gesture, too.
Hiya, fellas.
Hello, Eddie. Eddie Duchin.
Say, Bing, I'm going to a big society affair tonight.
Society
affair?
Oh.
Yeah. And I wondered if you would drop around and sing a couple of songs.
Well, I'd adore it, Eddie, but it so happens that the little boy who turns my music pages is working a smoker with Singing Sam tonight, and I can't get him.
Well, it might help you socially if you came, Bing. You know, this is a very swank affair.
Oh, well, then it's definitely out. My laundress forgot to starch my sweatshirt.
Oh, we really have fun, Bing. You know, prizes and everything.
Prizes? Yeah. Oh, well, then I'll drop in. You know, I won a door prize at one of those baked ones.
What'd you get?
A door? What? However, your invitation is ill-timed because tonight my own lodge is having a small soiree.
Oh, what's the name of your lodge, Bing?
The Vine Street March Chicken Bollica Wallica Society. I have the honor of being sergeant-at-arms in charge of the Unibananicas. And right now, Eddie, we are having a big membership drive.
Oh, how's it coming?
Fine. Last week we drove out 3 members. However, I'm glad you stopped by because we do need a pianist.
Yeah?
We want someone to support our double octets. Would you care to audition something on the 88 over yonder?
Well, you just are so lucky. I prepared a medley, and it's Why Do I Love You and If I Loved You.
Well, Roll Out the Barrel is a little more in our métier, but you play what pleases you, Eddie. I want you to be happy. Go on. Thank you, Edward.
Inasmuch as I was tacit the first part of the semester, I almost got shut out on one of Oscar Hammerstein's and Dick Rogers' loveliest songs. I just got to take one cut at it before it's gone. But first, a short chop talk on what's fine when you dine.
How often do you women hear something like this at your house?
Say, Mom, is there anything around here to eat?
Well, you have a mighty happy answer to that demand for snacks if there's a glass or two of the famous Kraft cheese spreads in your refrigerator. Those seven delicious Kraft spreads are real lifesavers when young folks trudge in hungry. The creamy kinds are Kraft Pimento, Olive Pimento, Pineapple, Roca, and Kraft Relish Spread. Then there's Golden Old English and Kraft Limburger Spread that's likely to be Dad's favorite. Remember, every single one of these handy Kraft spreads is a high-quality, nutritious dairy food. Always keep two or three varieties on hand for wholesome snacks and hurry-up lunch and sandwiches. You better get several Kraft cheese spreads tomorrow.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be.
One of the most popular singers of the past decade, an indefatigable USO performer, a little gal who came back to star on the Philco Hall of Fame, and a very nice person on the side, our guest this evening, Martha Tilton.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to think, Martha, wasn't there some other radio personality with you on your USO tour?
Yes, and he's one of the finest comedians on the air today.
Yes, that eliminates hope, doesn't it?
Yes, it was Jack Benny.
Oh, the Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga Kid. With the mustard on top there. Martha, what song have you selected and rehearsed for this evening?
Come to Baby Do.
Sounds highly provocative, doesn't it?
I took a choo 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 fast as I could take a choo choo. I came a long, 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 long way to take you in my arms. And now it's your first move to prove that you've been true. Come to Baby Do.
Come, come to Baby Do.
You've been away, way, 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 way beyond the blue horizon. I'm hoping no, 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 no one else is on your mind. So pucker up, my sweet, and meet your Waterloo.
Your Waterloo.
Come, baby, do.
Come, baby.
gonna try, try, try to make you try to understand. When all is said and done, the one for me is you. Come to baby blue.
Stop me from guessing. Ain't no time to tease, baby. Stop all this messing.
Put your begging baby at ease. I wanna love, 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 just the way I wanna love you. I'm gonna try, try, try to make you try to understand.
The way I feel.
When all is said and done, the one for me is you.
The one for me.
Come to baby, be nice to baby, do. Come to baby, do.
Very nice arrangement, Martha. Very bouncy. But say, what territories did you cover on your USO tour?
Well, I covered a lot of waterfront
things.
I had the pleasure of singing for the boys all the way from Africa to Alaska.
Oh, yes, Alaska. You know, Paramount has lately featured me in a film laid in Alaska. The name of the piece eludes me now.
The Road to Utopia.
Please, Martha, throw it away a little more casual. Like, I like obvious plugs. But being alone here with you all alone, it moves me to reenact a love scene from that picture. I feel like living it a little.
All right, my rainbow Romeo. Put your arms around me and hold me tight.
This could replace Queen for a day, you know. Now kiss me, my sweet.
Hop, hop, thief, and lift that woman.
Kelowna, what are you doing here?
My master sent me Bob Heap. The Beep Hope Hop. Beep Hit. Can't ever think of that fellow's name.
Oh, you better off. I suppose you're referring to that putty-nosed punster that you mentioned in your recent best-selling book entitled Who Threw That Coconut? The buck, isn't it? Is all the
yes,
stamps
buck
over
throw.
The counter.
It's a throwaway for a buck.
Singleton. I'm getting five.
The very same. The very same, and I'm happy. Very happy that you read my book.
Kids loved it. I liked it. Great
Thank
book.
Thank you. I'm glad you did. I suppose you know I received offers from every publisher in the business.
Of course.
I even heard from Lippincott, Duran, and shh.
Whoosh.
Silence.
Kelowna, I've always wanted to tell you something, as long as I've known you. I really have. I think that you're one of the bravest men that I've ever met. Six consecutive seasons with Hope. Doing everything he says.
Well, he's my master, you know. I must do his bidding.
But why?
He beats me, and with my own mustache.
Oh, yes, your mustache. I wish that I had that thing when I was in high school, dangling from my Ford. By the way, what is the purpose of that shrubbery?
Well, it used to keep me warm in the days when I was an old Indian scout. Throwing Bull Kelowna, they used to call me.
Oh, mm-hmm. Did you ever have any encounters with the unfriendly tribes?
Oh, many. One morning, I saw some feathers lurking behind a bush. I picked up my trusty musket to scare them out and blasted away at the feathers.
What came out?
Sally Rand and four wild turkeys.
You fired at Sally Rand?
Liveliest dance she ever did.
Oh, my word.
Well, Bing, yes? Are we going to do that scene?
I got an idea, Martha. Kelowna, Martha and I are going to do a scene from The Road to Utopia. I'm going to let you play Hope's part. If you won't tell him that I'm doing the love scenes, you won't crack me, Jack.
Are you suggesting that I bite the hand that smacks me in the kilt, Maya?
Yes, Maya, that's what I'm doing, yes.
Well, it's a deal.
Thank you, there. Good. Now you're Bob Hope, Kelowna.
Ah, yes. A very comical fellow.
Who, Hope?
No, Kelowna.
Well, let's get going here. Now, remember, Professor, you don't get fresh with girls like Hope does, huh?
Now, just a minute, Bing. I've heard all about Bob Hope, and I don't think he's a wolf.
Not a wolf. I've seen him chasing girls down gopher holes.
That's better than chasing gophers down gopher holes.
<He's silly. laughs> Oh, you're so silly. Who would want to chase a gopher?
Another gopher?
Obviously, I should have known. But now for our preview of The Road to Utopia. Let us away to Alaska, the gold rush days when men would win, even if they had to hide behind the beard. Here, Martha, slip into this fur parka, this coat here, because the old north wind is going to start blowing.
Everywhere the frozen
the bar. Ain't a fit night out for man or beast.
Well, go inside, beast. Now, what a life. 15 years I've been a prospecting in this frozen wasteland. What have I got to show for it? Frozen waste.
Oh, pardon me a minute, Crosby. I have to rub noses with a girl in Nome.
Oh, we're in Skagway. You forget your distance.
You forget Hope's nose. Say, by the way, don't you have a lot of trouble living up here in the frozen north?
Why?
How do you ever find earmuffs your size?
I use some cymbals from my rhythm boy days.
Oh, look, Crosby, here comes Lou, the girl from the dance hall. Ow!
What are you doing here?
I'm Hope, ain't I?
That's right. Hi, Lou.
Hi, fellas. Which one of you is taking me to the big dance tonight?
Well, you hardly need to ask. I'm your boy.
Just a minute, Crosby. You ain't taking no gal away from me.
That's what you think. I got the gal.
I got the gal.
Come in.
Faith and begora, and back to faith again. You're coming away with me, Makushla.
Gora, lora, lora.
I'll do it. Let's go.
What do you know? Batty Fitzgerald stole it from you again.
One of Rogers and Hart's loveliest songs, Small Hotel. Mr. Duchin, would you join me? The double, you know. Flex your fingers. Charlie. El Noto. El Noto.
There's a small hotel with a wishing well, and I wish that we were there together. There's a bridal suite, one room bright and neat, complete for us to share together. Looking through the window, you can see the distant steeple. Not a sign of people who once people. When the steeple bell says good night, sleep well. Thank the small hotel together. Looking through the window, you can see the distant steeple. Not a sign of people who are people. When the steeple bell says goodnight, sleep well. We'll thank the small hotel. We'll creep into our little shell. And we will thank the small hotel together.
The perennial question, what makes Caledonia's head so hard, is about to be answered by the charioteers. But first, a man with a tome in his dome, yeah.
You know, Bing gets fan letters with a bushel.
Oh, I don't.
Yes, you do, Bing. But believe it or not, here's one for me. A poem, no less. It goes like this. Dear Ken, usually my shoulders shrug when announcers read the plug. But say, those Kraft cheese spreads you praise really have me in a daze. 7 kinds, you said, to try on potato chips, whole wheat or rye. Pick a favorite if you can. Well, let me tell you, my man, Sue must have Kraft Pimento each day. And Dad was a Kraft Roca fan right away. Uncle Henry now refuses his bread unless it's topped with Kraft Relish Spread. Kraft Pineapple is Johnny's treat. To keep track of these favorites is really a feat. But you get my thanks just the same, and I always remember the good Kraft name. Kraft spreads are so good, so very handy, I think your commercials are really quite dandy. Well, there it is, folks, a fan letter to Kraft Cheese Spreads. Try them at your house. Kraft Cheese Spreads, America's favorites for snacks and sandwiches.
Well, I'm walking with my baby. She's got great big feet, long, lean, and lanky. Ain't had nothing to eat, but I love her.
Love her. Love her just the same.
Yeah, crazy about that woman. Just because Caledonia is her name.
Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes your big head so hard? Hard?
Love you just the same. Crazy about that woman called Caledonia is her name.
Tell him, Eddie. Now, all the guys down on the block told me to leave old Caledonia alone. They said that gal ain't no good. She's evil. And she's a juice head besides. Drink up a whole lot of sneaky feet and want to cut up all your clothes. You wake up in the morning and she's standing over you with a pan of hot grease, trying to poison your ear or something. They'll do it every time.
Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes your big head so hard?
Ah, crazy about that woman, just because Caledonia is her name.
I reiterate.
Cause Caledonia
is your name.
Fine, men, fine. That's the biggest build-up Caledonia's got this season, I know. Fellow named Axel Stordahl, who conducts a band for a singer whose name escapes me just at the moment, has collaborated with Paul Weston and Sammy Cahn on a tune that I think is a lock to be numero uno ere long. If you're ready, John Scott, with a suitable intro there for me.
Falling more in love with you, and day by day my love seems to grow. There is many end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, day by day,
I find that day by day I'm falling more in love with you.
So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay as we go
about wraps it up for tonight. I've found it most enjoyable. We gather around here next week again, the same place, the same time. Bye.
Tune in to Kraft Music Hall next week when our special guest will be Lena Romay. You know, Thursday night is star night on NBC. Why not tune in a little earlier next week and hear Dinah Shore? And after Bing, be sure and stay tuned to the Steel Test Village store immediately following. Good night, everybody.
Ladies, here's how you can make some of the plainest foods take on sparkling appetite appeal. Tomorrow, for lunch or dinner, tempt your family's appetite with a luscious cheese fondue or Welsh rabbit, zestfully flavored with Kraft Salad Mustard. That's the tangy golden variety. Kraft Salad Mustard, spiced just right for blending into cooked dishes or for spreading on sausage meat. And remember, there's another Kraft Mustard with snappy horseradish added, specially prepared for sharper taste. Put both of these delicious Kraft Mustards on your shopping list tomorrow.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the romantic operetta, The Vagabond King, starring Gordon McRae and his charming guest, Ira Fatina. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight, another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, sir, tonight we present one of the greatest musicals of all time, Rudolf Frimmel's thrilling operetta, The Vagabond King. Singing the role of Catherine, you will hear one of our great favorites, Ira Fatina. Gene Fenn is Huguette. Francis X. Bushman is that engaging scoundrel, Louis of France. And I appear as that rogue of early Paris, François Villon, the Vagabond King. Yes, I was called the King of the Vagabonds, back in the days when the Duke of Burgundy was trying to capture Paris, and the throne of Louis, King of France, was swaying like a rocking chair. On this particular evening, I was hurrying along the cobblestone streets of Paris, toward the Fir Cone Tavern, with Huguette, one of the girls from the thieves' market.
But François, the Duke of Burgundy is already at our gate.
The rabble of Paris will never let him enter, Huguette. The thieves, the pickpockets, the beggars, they'll die before they throw open the gates of Paris to Burgundy.
They will do as you say. You know that.
Then come. This way.
François, not to the Cathedral of Notre Dame again.
Oh, Huguette, this one last time.
François, there are so many girls among your own people. Why should you come to the cathedral night after night to watch a lady who is so far above you?
Why? Because when she walks down a street, all the beauty of the world walks with her. Because when she sings, a poet, a knave, a king, or a thief must burn with desire to be the answer to her song. Why, listen. Here she comes.
after yours.
Someday of the days that shall be, surely you will come and
remind me
of a dream that is calling for you and for me.
Lars! Francois, now you've done it.
Huguette, follow her carriage and give her this letter. I'll wait for you at the Furcone Tavern.
What is it?
It's a poem. The love song of a thief. Seek at the Furcone Tavern, stranger. It's a meeting place for men far different than you seem.
I've heard much of this fellow called Francois Villon. I am eager to see him.
Well, I don't blame you. He's the most reckless, fearless, fascinating rogue in all Paris. Ah, here we are.
Francois? You are Villon?
The king of the vagabonds, sir. Rabble of Paris, I salute you. Who, my ragged lambs, is the cleverest thief among you? And who, my plundering pigeons, is the finest poet in Paris? And who, my raucous royalty, is the greatest lover in France? Listen! Listen, my arrogant jailbirds. The Duke of Burgundy hammers at the gates of Paris. Are we going to stand silent and let him conquer us?
No!
The king is an nincompoop. If I were king, the Burgundians would be driven from the city before another dawn.
Come on, you beggars of Paris town, you lousy rabble of low degree.
You rabble of low degree.
We spare King Louis to keep his crown and save our city from Burgundy.
Our city from Burgundy.
You and I are good for nothing but to die. We can die for liberty. Sons of toil and danger, will you serve a stranger and bow down to Burgundy? Sons of shame and sorrow, will you cheer tomorrow for the crown of Burgundy? Onward, onward, swords against the foe. Forward, forward, the lily banners go. Sons of France around us, break the chain that bound us down, down, down with Burgundy.
Sons of toil and danger, will you serve a stranger and bow down to Burgundy? Sons of shame and sorrow, will you cheer tomorrow for the crown of Burgundy?
Against the foe. Forward, forward, the lily banners go. Sons of France around us, break the chain that bound us down, down, down with Burgundy.
And then Huguette returned to say that my Lady Catherine had insisted on coming back with her and was waiting to speak to me in the next room. I flung the door open, and at last we met, face to face.
You are Villon?
Your servant.
You wrote me this? If I were king, oh love, if I were king, what tributary nations I would bring to kneel before your scepter.
And to swear allegiance to your lips, your eyes, and your hair. Beneath your feet, what treasures would I fling? If I were king, if I were king.
But who are you?
I am a thief. Whatever I want, I steal. Even the love of a great lady.
For me?
Well, who is he?
Thibaut d'Assigny.
The Grand Marshal of France?
Yes. I learned today that he plans to betray the king and fling open the gates of Paris to the Duke of Burgundy. He comes here tonight to meet one of your men who is in the pay for Burgundy.
And if I kill him?
My undying gratitude will be yours, as well as any price you ask.
Then I'll have that rose you wear in your hair, my lady.
Oh, in the court, that means a promise of love. What does it mean in the thieves' market?
The same as it does in the court, my lady. Will you give me the rose? Catherine left me then, and I went back inside to find Thibaut. But I found that the gentleman I had brought to the tavern with me had a surprise in store.
Quiet, rebel! I demand that you disperse in the name of the king.
The king?
Are you Louis, the king of France?
I am that nincompoop. And as for you, Master Vagabond King, you are under arrest. Now, Villon, you said that you would make a better king than I. I brought you to my castle to appoint you the new Grand Marshal. You shall act as king for 24 hours, until tomorrow morning, to be exact.
Tomorrow morning?
What happens tomorrow morning?
Well, then you would be hanged, naturally.
On second thought, sire, perhaps you are a better king.
I'll give you one slim chance of survival. I'm told that you've shown great interest in my kinswoman, Lady Catherine de Vaucelles. If you can win the love of that lady, you shall escape the gallows and marry her.
In 24 hours?
My servant will bathe you, shave off your beard, dress you royally. She'll not recognize you. You saw the charms you'd like to brag about, Master Villon? The cards are down. See? There she is, walking in the garden.
I paid a high price for a rose, but it was worth any price.
We'll return for the second act of Vagabond King in just a moment. Meanwhile, here is Marvin Miller with a transcribed message from the American Railroad.
You know how it is these days when you go shopping and try to make a dollar stretch to cover prices that are considerably higher than they were a year or two ago, and frequently about twice as much as they were before World War II. Well, it's just about the same when a railroad goes shopping. To fill its market basket with the things it must buy, things like locomotives and cars and fuel and cross ties and tens of thousands of other things, a railroad must pay, on the average, considerably more than twice what it paid before the war. And what's true of the prices of the fuel, supplies, and equipment it takes to run a railroad is true also of the wages which railroads pay for the work it takes to turn out transportation service. For wage rates on the railroads also have more than doubled since before the war. But in the years in which wage rates and the unit costs of supplies and materials have much more than doubled, the average revenue the railroads get for hauling a ton of freight 1 mile has gone up less than 40%, so that the increase in the revenues the railroads get for what they have to sell is less than a third as much as the rise in the wages and prices the railroads have to pay. Even since the summer of 1949, when the railroads were authorized to make their latest increase in freight rates, railroad wages and the cost of things railroads must buy have gone up almost 20%. As a result of these increases alone, the cost of producing this year's railroad service will be about $750 million more than it would have cost to do the job at the wage and price level of just 2 years ago. Yes, the railroads know what it is to try to make a shrinking dollar cover rising costs. For in comparison with the cost of producing railroad service, or in comparison with the level of prices generally, or the value of the freight hauled, railroad rates today are on a level which is at or near an all-time low.
And now here is the second act of The Vagabond King, starring Gordon McRae and his guest star, Ira Patina.
I sought Catherine in the gardens and introduced myself to her as the new Grand Marshal of France. She asked me to do what I could to save the life of Francois Villon. Naturally, I assured her that I would. And then I asked a favor of her.
What is it you wish, Monseigneur?
Lady Catherine, stay with me this day. The hours are short, and our lives are not much longer.
Oh, I'm sorry, Monseigneur. Perhaps tomorrow.
Tomorrow I must leave these gates. I have an early appointment, and I may not return from it.
You're a strange man.
I have no faith in tomorrow's, Lady Catherine.
When you say not today, I will ask you then, will your beauty ever be quite so fair again? When you frown and look down, let me ask of you, can I ever love you more than today I do? Tomorrow is too far away. Tomorrow is long to delay. Tomorrow, today will be for me.
Catherine and I spent the day side by side in the gardens. I had sent for Huguette because I wanted to send a message to my ragged followers. When she found us together, Huguette didn't recognize me.
Lady Catherine, I have been sent for by the Grand Marshal. But first I must ask after François Villon.
Villon?
You know him. You came to the tavern last night to see him.
Why do you ask after Villon?
I'm afraid I love him.
You love Villon?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I should know better than to love him. He believes in nothing. He laughs at everything.
I'm told he's changed recently.
No. Men like Villon never change. I can tell you his whole philosophy of love. Listen.
Never try to buy.
I sent for you because
You know my name? Who are you? No. It couldn't be. It couldn't be François. François Villon.
Villon? You are François Villon.
Your servant, my lady.
A thief. A contemptible, degraded wretch of a thief.
François, didn't she know?
Only that I was the new Grand Marshal of France.
I'm sorry, François.
I'm afraid you'll hang, Master Villon.
All right, then I'll hang, Your Majesty. But first I'll ride and fight for France tonight.
Spoken like a Grand Marshal, Villon.
No. Spoken like a thief, Your Majesty. My friends will help me defend the city. Tonight we'll fight at the crossroads. I and the beggars of slums. The thieves out of the prison. The women and the children. Yes. Tonight the rabble of Paris are the hope of Paris. My ragged army met the men of Burgundy and conquered them. And then I performed my last duty as Grand Marshal of France. I declared the life of François Villon forfeit. There was honor among thieves. I had wagered my life on a lady's love and lost. I took my place in the gallows before His Majesty and a motley crowd.
I'm sorry, Master Vagabond. Is it still your wish to die?
Yes, Your Majesty. You set me a romantic task, and I, the greatest lover, failed.
Sire,
Oh, sire, I claim your promise. I offer the hand that you said would save the life of François Villon. Your sentence must be reversed, for I claim to marry this gentleman.
And so, with Catherine beside me in a carriage I had confiscated, we rode out of Paris. And as we rode, I said to her, "Who, my ragged lamb, is the cleverest man in Paris?"
François.
And who is the finest poet in France?
François.
And who is the greatest lover in the whole world?
François. François Villon. Why are you stopping the horses?
Look at that house, Catherine, my darling. I'll wager there's a fortune in gold and silver plate in that cellar.
Uh-uh. Who, my love, promised to be the most honest man in all France?
François. François Villon.
Only a rose.
Back in just a moment. Meanwhile, a vote of thanks to Gene Fenn and Francis X. Bushman for their fine performances in The Vagabond King, with book and lyrics by Brian Hooker, W.H. Post, and Russell Janney. Music by Rudolph Frimmel, and dramatized for The Railroad Hour by Gene Holloway. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. Through the years, the nation has looked to the Red Cross in time of disaster. And don't forget the disabled veteran, the far-off serviceman, your sick or injured neighbor. These people, too, depend on the Red Cross for help. And this year, in addition to all its normal services, the Red Cross takes on the tremendous new responsibilities of mobilizing for civil defense and of meeting the needs of our rapidly growing armed forces here and abroad. And that's why it's important to be especially generous when you give to the 1951 Red Cross Fund campaign. It's for your family, your community, and the nation. Now here again is Ira Pettina. Ira, it certainly is fun to have you on our show.
Fun? I'll have you know that I take the Railroad Hour very seriously. I even go into training for it.
Training? Oh,
Well, I got a laugh here once. And as long as you keep asking me back, I'll keep trying. Now, what's up for next week?
Well, next week, we're training to do the great Strauss operetta hit, Rosalinda, which in the version called The Fledermaus is the hit of the season at the Metropolitan. Anna Mary Dickey will be our guest star. And, Ira, my love, we think it's going to be great.
I think so, too. Goodbye, God.
Goodbye, Ira, and thanks again.
All aboard!
Well, sir, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so, until next week, goodbye.
Vagabond King was presented by a special arrangement with Tam's Whitmark Music Library. Gordon McRae can currently be seen starring in the Warner Brothers' West Point Story. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Now, good night for the American Railroad. Stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
voice of Firestone welcomes lovely Reese Stevens. Listen on NBC.